Amy, A-M-Y, Karshner, C-A-R-S-N-E-R, 2-18-71, chief complaint, headache. Number two, congestion. Next number is sputum production. Next number is cough. Next number is nausea. Next number is abdominal discomfort. Next number is sinus drainage. Next number is a dizziness. Our patient is a 52-year-old neonatal ICU nurse, married for 20 years, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 7 days. Period. New paragraph. She used to be a smoker, but she hasn't smoked for some time. Doesn't drink alcohol. Period. New paragraph. Her husband has chronic back pain. Lives with disability. She lives in a farm. Has chickens and goats and works as a neonatal ICU nurse at least 3 days a week. COVID immunization. Up to date. Medical problems. Medical problems. History of thyroid, but on no medication. Last set of blood work was done less than a year ago. Medications, non-surgery, neck surgery, times two. Family history. Diabetes, high blood pressure, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. Mammogram, up to date. Colonoscopy, not interested. Allergy, no drug allergy. Social, last period was January of 2022. Feels a little bit of fullness in her lower abdomen, like she's going to start a period, but has not. She used to smoke, but quit in 2017, doesn't drink alcohol, doesn't use drugs. Patient weighs 163 pounds, no significant change, 94 to 98%, 98.4, 16, 89, 139 over 73. Heart positive, one positive risk to lungs, few bronchi, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflammatological, non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, number one, bronchitis. Number two, chest x-ray today shows no evidence of pneumonia, no cardiomegaly. Number three, rosefenogram now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next one is treated with Medrol. Next one is treated with Z-Pak. Next one is Finnegan DM for cough. Next number, nausea and vomiting related to current illness. Next number, rule out gallbladder issues. None was found. Next one is abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one is no sign of abdominal aortic aneurysm. Next one is leg pain and arm pain and slash swelling is related to, it's multifactorial. No DVT or PVD was noted. Next one is with family history of stroke. We looked at a carotid. No hemodynamically unstable lesions were noted. Next one is slight fatty liver noted. Next one is with abnormal period and the fullness in her lower abdomen. We looked at her pelvic ultrasound within normal limits. Next one is renal ultrasound is normal. Next one, she does have lymphadenopathy in her neck because of the current illness. Next one is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Improved. And thank you.